And good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And also going over to our friends, Free FM 89.0, coming out of Kirikira, going throughout the Waikato. And on the show today, we will have a look at some weather, some plant gardening to-dos, and such things like that. And the focus later in the show is going to be on a report that focuses on the potential costs of regulatory changes for gene technology, which kind of is where this government's potentially looking at it headed. So we'll have a look at that and the pros and cons of such things. And in the meantime, I'm going to play you a song now by The Stones called Something New. That was the Stones there with Something New. And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence show. And what can we expect the rest of the week? Well, the weather today again, we'll see a high pressure lying over the top of Aotearoa. And deep low pressure remains well south of the country. Now, this placement means the westerly airflow continues across New Zealand in many of the regions. And New Zealand's mostly dry again today. A few isolated showers may develop around the lower half of the South Island. And it's going to rain maybe a bit in Fiordland. And the winds are western or west winds in the lower South Island, but winds are lighter in many regions and from different directions. The southwester in Auckland will continue, and milder inland and in the lower South Island temperature-wise. And could we expect the next few days coming up Thursdays back to windy, westerly spring weather as a cold front moves in up and up over the South Island. High pressure remains over the top of the country, but strong to gale westerly quarter winds move up in the country along with rain for the west coast and some heavy falls moving northwards from there. There's going to be a little few rains and showers in Southland and Otago as a cooler southwest change spreads up the South Island, bringing showers or patchy rain. And severe norwest gales are possible in the lower South Island and around the Southern Alps on tomorrow as well. And the North Island is dry, or mainly dry, with windy westerlies and possibly severe gales around exposed parts of lower South Island. That's quite a lot, isn't it? Now, Friday, the high's going to start moving with a lot of winds and dry skies, although some clouds and isolated showers could be possible. And the high will cross Aotearoa on Saturday, bringing a few clouds and isolated showers here and there. And December 1st, Sunday, believe it or not, folks, there's going to be high drifting in, a little to the east of the country. So what can we expect a bit more locally here in Waikato? Well, cloudy today, cloudy tomorrow with a bit of sunshine, cloudy again Friday, a few showers Saturday, Sunday, cloudy with a few sunny breaks into next week, highs today of 19, 19 again tomorrow then, 20, 20, 21, 22, so yeah, all round about that for the rest of the week, and the night times, a very pleasant sort of 15 tonight, 16 tomorrow, 17, then 16, 15 for the rest of the week sort of thing, and the winds, southwesterly for the next, till Friday that is, and then west northwesterly Saturday, then northerly, then westerly into next week for the rest of the week, so pretty much out of the same quarter. Chance of rain, they're saying around about half a chance of rain Saturday, Sunday, and perhaps some showers or whatever till then. And the humidity today is either 84%, or the humidity today could be 78%, depending where you look. And the sun rose this morning at 5:55. Look at all those fives this morning, and will set at 24 past 8 this evening. The length of visible light is a massive 15 hours and 29 minutes, and the actual day length is 14 hours and 29 minutes. And tomorrow will be 1 minute and 22 seconds longer than it is today. And the longest day, Aaron, is middle of December? 22nd of December. 22nd of December, longest day, so a few more days of lengthening days yet. And the beautiful moon's waning crescent, which will rise, or rose, at 3:27 this morning and will set at 4:32 this afternoon, 11% illuminated, and there's a new moon coming up on Sunday, 1st of December. So, there's some weather for you good people out there, and here's Sublime Wrong Way.
And he's 12 years old, and tomorrow she'll be a whore. Nobody ever told her it's the wrong way. Don't be afraid with the quickness you get laid. For your family, get paid, it's the wrong way.
Specials there with Wrong Way, and I will be back with some gardening duties probably after this one, which is by the Specials live in Tokyo. Up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
show you how we do around the thing. I say we jump and prance and we come back to life. We jump and prance.
There was a specials there, folks, with Up To You live in Tokyo. And I've just been chatting away about stuff with station manager Aaron Rawlins in the studio, so I'll come back with something else after this one here. The Male Monster from the Ed by the Chills.
Sorry, I hurt you, and I promise.
And that is the Chills there with Male Monster from the Eden. It is Gardening to Do's time here now on the Over the Fence show. And so there is still, as you'd expect, plenty to do as spring turns into summer out there in the garden, like sowing seeds for Amarantha Angelica and artichokes, planting your crowns of your asparagus, sowing the seeds for your asparagus pea, planting out your basil, sowing your seeds for your climbing and dwarf beans, your beetroot, your borage, and planting out your broccoli, sowing your seeds for your burdock, planting out your cabbage, sowing your seeds for your cape gooseberry, planting out your capsicums and cardoon, sowing your seeds for your carrots, and planting out your celeriac and celery, sowing your seeds for your chicory, planting out your chili peppers, sowing the seeds for Chinese cabbage and chives, plant the tubers of your chocos, sow the seeds for your coriander and cucumber, plant out your eggplants and French tarragon and the crowns for your horseradishes and the tubers for your Jerusalem artichokes. And sow your seeds for your kohlrabi. Plant out your leeks. Sow your seeds for your lemon balm and lettuce. Plant out your loofah, your marrow, your mint. Sow your seeds for your mustard greens. Plant out your New Zealand spinach and start your okra undercover. Sow your seeds for your oregano, parsley and parsnip and plant your sea potatoes out. And sow your seeds for your pumpkins and radishes and plant your rhubarb crowns and plant out your rock melons and sow your seeds for your rosemary, sage, salsify, and summer savory. Plant out your silver beet. Plant out your squash. Sow your seeds for your sunflower and sweet corn and plant your crowns for your sweet potatoes or kumara, of course. Plant out your thyme and tamarillos and tomatoes and sow your seeds for your turnips. Start your watermelon seeds and seed trays. Plant out your tubers for your yacon and your yams. And start in seed trays your zucchinis. Further to that, there's going to be a couple of double ups here, but I'll whip through these as well. Alyssum, apricot, asparagus, basil, beans, beetroot, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, capsicums, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemums, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumbers, dahlias, daisies, dianthus, eggplants, feed jars, fuchsias, gerberas, impatiens, kumara, lavender, leeks, lemons, lettuce, limes, mandarins, marigolds, mesculin, oranges, parsley, parsnips, passion fruit, petunia, poppy, potatoes, pumpkin squash, radish, raspberries, rocket rose, silver beet, snapdragon, spinach, spring onions, strawberries, sweet peas, sweet corn, tomatoes, and watermelon. So much, much to do in your garden. So get into it, folks. And I'll come back after this song here by David Kugel and the Heavy Eights called Maybe.
It's out of control. It's out of some deep.
Was David Kilgore and the Heavy Eights there with Maybe Live. And now I'm going to bring you some public service announcements here on the Over the Fence show. And tonight at about 10 to 7, if you want to get yourself down to the Old School Arts Centre and stand amongst some good men, John Vizzers is having his men's group tonight. And so if you get down there about 10 to 7, it gives you time to get yourself ready to go into the circle or group with other good men. So that's, yeah, Old School Arts Centre tonight, 10 to 7. Everybody welcome down there. There's also a Tai Chi for Health thing on tonight from 6 o'clock to, which is at the Stewart Street Church Hall. And so a bit of Tai Chi happening as well if you want to look after yourself tonight also. And over the road, the Tool Library is open, and the ROR seed stand is out the front in the entranceway with a few seeds you can come and get for free or drop off a bit of koha if you can afford it. And, of course, the community house is open as well today with all of their marvellous things they offer up there, services they offer to the people. And so, yep, as always, a lot happening in and around town. And now I'm going to play for you a song by The, which is a request going out to Mike called Out of the Blue.
I didn't wanna be alone. I thought if I acted like someone else, I'd feel more comfortable with myself. So I showered down, left my little room, jumped in my car for protection from hostility. Well, it ain't easy to be born in an unknown city. I was feeling strong mouthed and weak willed. When I ran into the cure for my ears, don't tell me what your name is. I want your body, not your mind. I want a feeling worth being for before I say goodbye. As I was talking, I could look her in the eyes. I just kept wondering how many men unleashed their frustration between her thighs. There'll be no sleep till the morning. There'll be no lullabies. Cause the devil's borrowed my clothes just for tonight. Oh,
my adrenaline was curdling like cream as I was being led by the hand. Through the sound of sirens and the ghostly noise of some drunken jazz band, through the stench of disinfectant that infected my head, through the darkness of a corridor into a stranger's bed. Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, honey, but I couldn't suppress my own. I had to pull myself out of this nosedive by proving something to myself. She was lying on her back with her lips parted, squirting like a stuffed pig. I was going through the motions, faking the emotions, wriggling around like a lizard in a tin. Trying so hard to cleanse myself, I was turning into somebody else. I was trying so hard to please myself, I was turning into somebody else. I was trying so hard to be myself, I was turning into somebody else. I was trying so hard to be myself, I was turning into somebody else. I was trying so hard to be myself, I was turning into somebody else. I was trying so hard to be myself, I was turning into somebody.
That was the there with Out of the Blue, going up to Mike at the Community House. Hope you're doing that up there, Mike, and the folks out there listening. And I'm going to come back soon with our report from the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, their report into the potential costs of regulatory changes for gene technology, an economic assessment of an MBIE proposal after the song, which is going to be David Bowie. With a demo version of Candidate.
feel fat and a kick in the moon. Well, I ain't gonna suck no radar wing, 'cause inside this tin is tin. Would you like techno plate? 'Cause I'm your candidate.
Oh yeah.
It's a matter of life, and the way you walk, you've got a real green queen, got a real green queen. It's a matter of tact, and the things you talk that keeps his passport clean, his passport. It's a matter of fact, that a cock ain't a cock on a 12-inch screen, on a 12-inch screen. So I'll pretend I'm walking on. You don't have to scream a lot to predict monsoons. You don't have to fade my contact black. Now I've hustled a pair of jeans. Do I have to give your money back when I'm the Furaline? I say I came from Earth and my tongue is tape, and my tongue is tape. I'll make you a deal. You can get your kicks on the candidates, on the candidates. I'll make you a deal. For your future's sake, I'm the candidate, I'm the candidate. Let's pretend we're walking home.
And that was David Bowie's demo version of A Candidate there. I hope you enjoyed it. Now we're going to have a look at a report which has recently come out just a few days ago, as a matter of fact, from the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. And it is titled The Potential Costs of Regulatory Changes for Gene Technology, Economic Assessment of an MBIE Proposal. And the NZIER report to Organics Aotearoa New Zealand to commission the report. It just came out a few days ago, this report. And NZIER, of course, is the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research, who are independent, non-for-profit economic consultancy that have been informing and encouraging debate on issues affecting Aotearoa New Zealand for more than 65 years. So that's who wrote it. And yes, the potential gene changes, which are supposed to come in next year. I think the government's talking about now to release the ban on genetically modified organisms and things like that around the country. And this is one report into that, like I say, commissioned by Organics Aotearoa New Zealand. Some of the key points out of this report are that the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, or MBIE, has provided public information about proposed changes and regulations for gene technology. The aim of the change to expand the use of gene technology in Aotearoa. The proposal, interestingly, does not include a regulatory impact statement, economic impact assessment, or cost-benefit analysis. As a result, it is focused on potential benefits without regard for potential costs or challenges, which is, for me, one of the most important and interesting sort of points about it, out of this report. And Organics Aotearoa New Zealand, or OANZ, engaged NZIER to consider the regulatory changes from an economic perspective, and we are focused on possible costs of the changes and the challenges of achieving the expected benefits. So that's basically an outline of the who's and hows and what they did find. NZIER investigated the value of New Zealand's brand and different market messages used in export markets. and came up with a couple of points under that, was risk-averse exporters are likely to be concerned about the release of GMOs, that's genetically modified organisms, into the market. They may be worried about the risk to the price premiums in markets such as the European Union and Japan, just to name a couple that are no longer kind of taking, or yeah, no longer importing stuff that has been, that is modified GMOs. There may be risk to the supply chains that New Zealand supplies. While New Zealand producers do not typically supply direct to consumers, some of the available evidence reviewed in this report suggests that there exists a consumer price premium for GE-free food. And you may remember probably a couple of months ago now, we were talking a lot about that one where, yes, the market for GE-free food is actually increasing across the globe, certainly not decreasing. And, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, some countries aren't even taking a lot of GE or GMO-modified foods these days. So I think I'll give you a rest of my voice and play your song and then come back with some more of that report. It's going to be Sonic Youth Sing Sunday live version. We'll be right back. Sonic Youth here with Sunday Live. Hope you enjoyed that. And now we're going to get back to the report and to the proposed potential costs of regulatory changes for gene technology. Yes, indeed. And the next point out of the key points for this were that the quantitative analysis we have been able to conduct with limited time and resources suggest that environmental release of GMOs in New Zealand could reduce export from the primary sector by up to $10 to $20 billion annually. $10 to $20 billion annually. We note the estimated impacts are based on price premiums at the consumer level, and then other research suggests there would be no impact. Given the disparities in findings and potential size of the impact, a more complete economic assessment is warranted. Bearing in mind, of course, that there was no economic impact assessment or cost-benefit analysis when the proposal came out. Yes, so interesting. 10 to 20 billion, they suspect, going out of New Zealand's economy if this was to go ahead. Also, they mention that we also consider the potential challenges in achieving economic benefits, the actual experience of gene technology. We also consider the potential challenges in achieving economic benefits. The actual experience of gene technology worldwide provides some indication of potential challenges. Small number of crops are used for low-value purposes. Up to 90% of GM crops are used for animal feed. Many products, even those that are fully scientifically developed and not subject to additional regulation, such as non-browning mushrooms, fail to be successfully commercialized. The difficulties of commercializing scientific innovations are well-researched and well-understood. Yes, and yeah, we've gone over a lot of these cases. If you go back to the interview we did with John Carapiet, who will get back on the show as well in the next little while, talked a lot about some of the crops that have failed all around the world, really, and how very little of them actually succeed in what they're supposed to be doing. And also, the proposed changes raise several issues, including connections between law and economics, the treatment of risk and reward, and the relevance to New Zealand's economy. These issues do not appear to have been considered in the publicly available material, which is from NBIE. And to close, NZIER, which you wrote the report, hopes that the report contributes to wider evidence-based discussion of potential impacts of gene technology, one that learns from prior experience in addressing so-called wicked problems through engagement and interdisciplinary discussions. We need more evidence before making potentially irreversible decisions, and that's the kind of key to this one, yeah. Once the cat's out of the bag, it's out of the bag in this manner, yeah, potentially irreversible decisions, so. That is a very interesting report you can easily find if you look up potential costs of regulatory changes for all those who may be interested in reading little details. But those are the key points. I think I'll leave the key points for the show today. But yes, you check that one out if you want to read more of the details. And here goes Don McGlashan with John Bryce.
Sabers drawn on a bright November morning. Women sitting, singing songs. Minister Bryce polished his medal. Declared that no one from the press should witness the upcoming battle. Official reports were all suppressed. Burnt the houses, smashed the garden, held the men without a trial, took the leaders south in Ireland, locked them in a stony jail. No one wavered.
they stood up for their rights. Just as night brings on the morning, so patient struggle brings the light. At school we learn about old England, not a word about this place. Religious strife in the 1600s, what's that got to do with us? Let's put a new guy on the bonfire. Let the bonfire blaze away. Light up John Bryce on the 5th of November. Make it party hack a day.
Don McGlashan there with a song, John Bryce, it's titled, all about Pariaka, of course. And yeah, just to close on the report of the potential costs of regulatory changes for gene technology, Organics Aotearoa New Zealand will be meeting with some decision makers down in the capital next month, so that's December. So good luck to them down there trying to navigate this one around, and yeah, I hope it goes well. That's kind of it for the show today. That's all I've got time for, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back again next week, folks, and have a great week out there. Look after yourselves, look after each other, and take it easy, and ka kite. I'm going to go with this one, the Phoenix Foundation song called Hitchcock. See you, folks.